Remember yesterday, I read out an email from a family who refused boarding. Their ESTAs were approved. Now, your ESTA is your... It's kind of like the visa that Irish people use, and you have to have it. It lasts for 2 years. It costs maybe $15 or $20. You apply online, and if everything's hunky-dory, you're issued with an ESTA cert. That allows you then to present that at US Customs and Border Control in Shannon, and you board the flight. So if you have it, right, and you head to the airport, you think you're hunky-dory to get on the plane, in this case to New York. That wasn't the case. Amongst them, by all accounts, refused, was Melanie. Melanie, good morning.
Morning, Neil.
Now, thank you so much for coming on, because I was contacted by somebody in the group yesterday, read it on the air. A whole bunch of people arrived in Shannon, parked up the car and went to check in the bags. And it was then that Aer Lingus said there's a problem and called the manager. Were you amongst that group?
No, I was not, Neil. So, I got the email the night before.
Okay, so you were a different group of people. Okay, you got an email the night before. You're not connected with this big family who were all refused.
No.
What happened in your case?
We got the email now the night before, Neil, about 11:15, just to say that the ESTAs was revoked.
You think it was...
Sorry.
Yeah, you must have thought, somebody's just having a laugh here. This is, can't be right.
Yeah, my son checked over and over it again, and yeah, but it wasn't. So I tried to ring Aer Lingus. There was no the embassy, not an answer from anybody.
Who'd you get the email from?
Neil, I couldn't tell you that. No, I think it's at immigration.
Okay, would it be border? Would it be Homeland Security?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was an American. It was an American.
Really got the email.
Yeah. Okay, but it was from the Americans.
It was.
Okay, Homeland Security then, and it said, what did it say?
Just that the ESTAs had been revoked, and then a list why they could have been. But none of the lists, I mean, I didn't match any of them, so I still don't know why.
And who was flying?
There was me, my daughter, my two sons. It was my grandson's confirmation, Neil, and he always wanted to go there.
Was it five? Was it five of you more?
Seven.
To New York, was it?
It would have been four kids, yeah, to New York. We had all the hotel we got all granted in January, so we booked the hotel. We took time off work and worked hard for it, like...
That's a very expensive trip for seven people.
Very expensive, yeah.
You're talking many thousands for that. Many thousands. Would you hazard a guess as to how much for me?
I wouldn't, Neil, because my daughter, would be like the one to do all things like that, you know?
Okay.
We did deal with Blackpool Travel.
Okay, well, you're talking $3,500 all day long for the flights alone, anyway, never mind the hotels.
Easily.
So you could put another couple of grand at least. You could be talking about... $5,500, $6,000, no problem.
Now, hopefully, she will get back the hotel money.
So when it said
out on one night.
Okay, well, on travel insurance, is it?
I don't think so, Neil. I think the travel agent just sorted that for her.
Fair play to Blackpool Travel. Okay, so when you got the email saying all seven of you, or was it just you?
You see, that's the thing. We don't know if it was one name, but when you book as a group, I heard the whole lot could be turned just for one name.
You don't have that email there to tell me what it actually said about why?
Oh, Neil, I could get it for you. I don't know if she's at work now at the moment, my daughter, because it was her son that we were going for.
Yeah. So can you remember the reasons that it said might have been the fact that you were refused?
Like social media activity, which none of my kids are on social media, Neil. Could be criminal convictions, which not a hope. Silly things, no, like that. But I mean, none of them stood for us, so I couldn't say it was that one.
They're usually the two main reasons now in the times that we live today. A criminal conviction, you ain't going to get into America. Yeah. There was no out-of-date passports or anything like that?
Nothing.
Okay.
No criminal convictions here, Neil. Nothing like that. That's what I can't understand.
Do you know if anybody on their social media feeds ever said anything or shared anything that was nasty about Trump or anything?
No, Neil, because, I mean, the three young lads wouldn't be on social media. I mean, our youngest going was five. That was my youngest grandson.
How old were the...
Not me. Yeah. Not my daughter. No, nothing like that. I can't understand it.
Okay.
And I think it's very wrong, even whatever about being out money, but I think the way they grant the ESTAs, leave you go away and book your hotel, and then refuse you.
Why was it picked up at such a late stage that the ESTA shouldn't have been issued in the first place?
In the first place. If they didn't issue us them in January, then we would have left everything off.
And we're not a state sponsor of terror. Like, we're not a country that's on a blacklist or anything.
And I wouldn't bloody stay over there if you paid me.
Yeah, well, I mean, you just want to go
home, like.
Yeah, yeah. So the passport isn't out of date. You say that no criminal convictions, absolutely. Nothing. And you're saying that nobody said anything nasty about America or Trump?
Media. No.
Okay.
So I can't understand. Now, if we did, I'd say, right, it could be that. I could pinpoint it, but I can't.
And you checked with all the others, and you checked with the others about their social media feeds and everything?
Well, I didn't, because I know the two grandsons aren't on social media. We had a chat with my daughter about it, nothing like that.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I can't understand.
So the other group that I heard from yesterday morning actually landed in Shannon, arrived and parked up the car.
Listening back last night, yeah.
And then the Aer Lingus desk said there's a problem, called the manager, there was herself, her partner, their one-year-old child.
The baby.
And there was other family members who were actually travelling down from Cork and hadn't yet arrived. All of their ESTAs were revoked.
Well, there was another lady as well, a work colleague of mine, her sister, she got refused also.
So how many people?
I think that lady was travelling on her own.
Something weird about that flight. Something really peculiar about that flight, that so many different people in different
got refused. There was a lot from Cork, I'd say.
Yeah. So they don't give a specific reason.
No.
And did you get in touch with... Did you respond to the email? Did you get on to the Department of Foreign Affairs?
She made an appointment. Now, for the end of March, you have to go up to the embassy and see somebody face to face. So whether she'll get told then what happened, I don't know.
Really? No. So maybe they will give the real reason at the end of March, but they won't give it in an email.
They won't give it in an email, no. They might give it to her face to face. She was told that.
Okay.
She'll have that appointment made and she's going up to it.
None of the passports are due to expire. Have they got at least 3 months of them and everything?
A few years left in all of them.
Okay.
And got accepted everything. But then I was Googling something, Neil, and they say you're better off going for a visa than an ESTA. I thought they were all the same thing.
Visa is a visa. It's a visa of short term. It's the same kind of thing. You know, it's just, I don't think I think we're lucky in one way that we have the ESTA system. Lots of other countries don't. They have to go through all of the rigmarole of getting a visa.
I would have preferred the rigmarole, Neil, I think you'd have been sure of it.
But you get the ESTA, it's fine. You clear Homeland Security online and you get the certs for everybody. And then for some reason afterwards, they revoke them. So we have to wait now until... Yeah. Did anybody ever say anything about Israel or Palestine or anything like that?
Nothing. No.
Did anyone go to a march for Palestine and post photographs?
No. Mine would be too young for that, Neil. No.
No, but the adults? Any of the adults?
My daughter, me, no, Neil. We wouldn't.
I know I'm bombarding you as if I'm a detective, but I'm just...
No, you're grand. No, you're... I'm kind of thinking myself like that, but no, we didn't. I'm thinking, all the weekend, what could it have been? And I can't come up with a solution.
And none of the other can either. Apparently, there's at least 14 people from different families on Friday morning were revoked.
I think it's just horrible the way they treat people.
Okay.
You know, I'm giving you your ESTA and go away and book your holiday, but then we'll just... And there's no one there to speak for anybody up there.
And how much can Blackpool Travel get you back?
Neil, I'll be honest with you, I thought it'd be more helpful with the flights. There was no hope getting a flight back. First, she did say to me we could get you booked somewhere else and you might have to add on a few pounds just to get the child away.
But not America, obviously.
I didn't want to go there in the first place, I'll be honest, but anyway... but then afterwards, she couldn't do anything. The flights were gone.
Okay.
Just gone.
Okay. You wouldn't want to go there or live there. You never said any of that online or anything at any stage? No.
In the times
we live in now, I'd be very touchy-feely about all that kind of stuff.
I know what you mean. I'd say it now because I would never again want to go there anyway, but it wouldn't have been said before me holiday,
All right, okay. Well, we won't go into that for fear that the Yanks hear it and make life difficult with regards to trying to get your... Well, they're not going to give you your money back. They don't care, so that doesn't matter. The ESTA is the ESTA. So do you think that Aer Lingus will give you the flights back?
I don't think so, Neil. Well, I mean, I thought a travel agent would have sorted out. And when I went down the other day, she said, no, Aer Lingus won't give the flights the funds. The plane took off, the flights are gone.
That seems a little unfair of Aer Lingus, to be honest with you. You know, you haven't had a reason as to why you weren't allowed on, and you paid for the flights and you were not allowed to board. So why wouldn't they, you know, why wouldn't they say, okay, we understand. Listen, we'll refund you. We'll give you vouchers to the
vouchers. No, I could have turned up at Shannon Airport and maybe and argued the case up there, but I wasn't putting the children.
It wouldn't have made any difference because the email that I got yesterday morning, this family did exactly that. They rocked up to the Aer Lingus desk. They said, we have a problem. They called the manager. The manager says, your ESTA has been revoked. There's nothing we can do about it.
That's it, you see. And I wouldn't put the children through that road, Neil, and then back down again. It wouldn't have been fair.
Yeah, and they've lost a huge amount of money between flights, accommodation and everything else.
Neil, everything paid for.
Time off work, the lot.
Everything, yeah. So I'm at home now for the week, Neil.
I know. I don't know what else to ask you. I don't know what else to say apart from waiting to see if they give you a reason at the end of March. But you deserve to get all of your money back.
We do, because it was nothing. I mean, we've done nothing wrong. So I might ring Aer Lingus there, but I think my daughter rang him and they say when you book with a third party, you have to deal with the third party.
Well, maybe Blackpool Travel will make the case on your behalf.
Hopefully, no. But the other day she said no when I went down, that the flights are gone. So I couldn't see it changing, to be honest.
That's a shame. That's a shame. I wonder why.
Will you
let me know what happens and stay in touch with
the rest of
the reason?
And I'll send on the email later, Neil.
Oh, that'd be great. Do, Melanie. Let me have that. All right, girl. Take care for now.
I will, of course. Thanks,
all the best. Take care. Very disappointing. Very disappointing. Text 0868 104 106 after the break.